Hello, brother. Today, I will talk about evolution and what the scripture say about this. Evolution. First, we need to know how this crazy idea was created. This crazy idea, called evolution, was created by Charles Darwin. He was without ability in mathematics. Darwin lacked the chief tool of the great scientists. He was a naturalist, but he likes to observe. And he began to talk about evolution with the original species. But first, he needed to learn. And he began to learn with the principle of geology by Charles Lyell. And Darwin learned Lyell's false principle of uniformity, the idea that the present is the key to the past. But the great founders of modern science believe just the opposite, that the past, God's account of the creation, is the key to the present. In 1859, Charles Darwin published his book, The Origin of Species, in which he rejected the Bible record of creation and proposed that all we are for be descended from someone more primordial, so that is, that existing from the beginning form. In the same book, The Origin of Species, he talks about a method, natural selection, which he called survival of the fittest, was the means by which one species slowly evolved into a new species. Well, in 1871, he writes another book, Descendant of Man. In this book, Darwin states his idea of the evolution of man. Man is descended from a hairy-tailed quadruped, that he says in that book, and he says that probably it's going to be arboreal, that living in trees. Well, this idea was too crazy, but what was the purpose of evolution? The purpose of evolution is an attempt to separate science from its Christian heritage. Imagine. So what does scripture say about this? In 2 of Peter 2, false teachers and their destruction say, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They were secretly introduced destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring the way of truth in this road. In their greed, these teachers will explode you with fabricated stories. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. And 2 of Peter 2 continue talking about more and more, but I will only read this too. There is very important to know what is the purpose of all the things. In this case, evolution wants to separate God of science. And we need to keep that in mind. All people will do bad things, but we don't need to follow that. We need to say the truth. If someone doesn't know the truth, we need to tell him the truth. God loved you. That is the truth. And I have a story of this. I remember that one time when I was in Spain, a person talking about evolution. I remember perfectly. He said to me, "Hey, bro, this is the truth, and I don't know what I do, but in my mind, I remember that I say, imagine, this is a crazy." And I go to the match, and I play. But later on, I was thinking in the house, my gosh, what I do? I could tell him the truth, and I don't do it. So that was me mistake. So I am not proud of that. So keep that in mind. You need to tell the truth. You need to say, God loved you. And that is all. Bye, brother. Thank you for this opportunity. And God bless you.